Oh,
and you, the screen in the front works. Z Flip. Not sponsored, but it should be. But
yeah, please sponsor Samsung because I want a new phone.
I got mine. And I'm like really obsessed with it. I didn't think I would be, to be honest.
You think it was kitschy, but it's not.
I thought it would be like, I just didn't want another brick phone. And
now I have a smaller brick.
Now I just have a cute cube phone. With that said, this also goes...
No, that's properly lubed.
With that said...
Hi, I'm Simon. I am apparently the interviewer for today, and we have...
Mark, who... oddly enough, is the guest?
Yeah. We'll explain in just a second.
Yeah, this is what our budget looks like. We're going to interview each other.
Yeah. So, congratulations on being our first guest, Mark.
Yeah, thanks. Even though this is my sixth episode being on, I'm the guest.
To be fair, it was hard for him to get on the show.
Right? I'm very hard to book. But we have some things to talk about.
Yeah, quite a bit. I'm just glad we were able to get together. Just kind of a...
not really
a
big announcement!
I was just going to say.
Man.
One more time.
Big announcement!
Some of you may have heard it already. And if you have, great. And it may not be as big, but it's okay.
But that means I got to edit this one quick.
Yeah. Yes, we do have to have a quick turnaround on this one. But today was just kind of a lot of announcements, right? First of which is you know, whatever, well, what we're going to announce with Mark, but also we're going to be, we invested some equipment in some equipment for upcoming episodes, and a lot of ideas are coming about. So
yeah,
I feel like now would be a good time to tell you, hey, things are moving.
Yeah, things are moving. We were really inspired by some good friends of ours.
Yeah, and the missus as well, who has really good ideas. And so the kids are involved, family's involved, friends involved.
Boyfriend's involved. Everything. He's really the reason why any of this is even running, if we're being honest. Yes, I'm saying that it's documented. So
yeah, there's a lot of things happening, and it's a really good thing because it was a rough start to the year.
Yeah,
but you know, let's talk about kind of the main topic here today. It's something that I've been wanting to talk to you about, mainly because you have a lot of short form of it about your brand.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what, let's do a podcast topic that's really easy for you. It's about you and your brand. And so I'm a big fan. Actually, if you see, I have one of the exclusives right
that's
now.
That's like the OG. The OG before really By and By really took off. This was just an idea that was in my head. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make it. I had some extra money. I was like, I want to do something really cool.
And I'll never forget the conversation that we were talking about this idea. And Mark comes over here quite a bit, you know, podcast related. And we just talked about this idea. And then we talked about, well, what if we made it like the Jeepney font? So we literally wrote it, and he took a little, like, what was it? He took like a little tip, like one of the tips on Photoshop. I just went, shh.
Oh, yeah. It was the angle brush.
Yeah, the angle brush. And we stared at it, looked at each other, looked back at it, and we just started laughing.
Yeah.
Like, awful. Like, awful. Like,
who's going to buy this?
Right? But it sold out so quick.
It sold out really in minutes.
In minutes.
It was crazy. Yeah. And to the point where I had so much extra time in the day that I actually hand-delivered to some of my friends.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to create things, not just to, not to be cool or whatever, but kind of bring the story about what is it like to be Filipino, Filipino-American? What does it mean? How does that feel like to be a Filipino American? What are the stories that come with it?
Not just our own stories,
right.
but
others how do we connect? How do we connect with like certain things, right? Because as Filipino Americans, we're in the middle, right?
We are in the middle. We're not Filipino enough for our Filipino peers and family.
But then we're not American enough because we're Filipino. We're
with our American friends.
Yeah,
right?
so it's
kind of weird.
It's a weird space. Duality.
Right.
But with this rise in Filipino visibility, I felt like it was really important to like just tell my story, you know, and not so where it's too exclusive, but what's broad enough in our experiences that people can relate to. So it's always like food, some, music.
Yeah. Definitely food.
Definitely dance, music.
And there's
right?
a lot of people in mainstream, right? It's like, yeah. you know, you find comedians, you find musical artists, things yeah. like that. You know, and it's becoming a normal thing for a lot of folks, right? And I think you hit it right on the head, though. Food is a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? But we're not professional chefs, right? No. So what can we do, right? Right. And how do we tell those stories?
Right.
So I think, like, that's why I wore this hat today, to kind of remind us, like, hey, this is where it kind of stemmed from, right?
Yeah,
it's like,
we've come a long way.
We've come a long way, right? And, you know, I'm not saying I've run the brand or anything. I'm just here to help. And because I have stories just like the rest of you guys have stories about any little thing growing up, whether it's good or bad, right?
Yeah.
These are still stories to share. And so, you know, it kind of led to, you know, the brand that you are sharing with all of us today.
Yeah.
By and by. So why don't you tell everyone, what exactly does that mean? Because, you know, for Mark and I, this is a very, very special term for us.
Yeah.
It's a very special thing.
This,
it means
this
a lot
phrase
to
is,
us.
It goes really way back to our childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So our grandfather used to always say by and by, which means, like, by definition, it means at an unspecified soonness, later, kind of almost like have patience, it will happen kind of thing. And so it was a phrase our grandfather used to say all the time, like, oh, take us to the store so we get Pop Rocks. Okay, by and by. All right, Lola, let's go to the park. Okay, by and by. Let me get ready, you know? And we've never really heard anyone else say that.
No. And to give you some more context, our Lolo, our grandpa, on our dad's side, meant the world to us.
Oh yeah, he was our Superman.
Yeah, he was our Superman. He was the blueprint of how our dad raised us. He's the blueprint of how I raised my own kids. So it's just there's a lot of meaning behind
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So, you know, when Mark told me that was going to be the company's name, it just made sense.
Yeah.
And it's enough for people, I think, at least looking from the outside, looking in, is people will think, what does that mean?
Boom. Right.
Well, you want to hear a story? Here it goes. Right. And it gives you that.
Right.
Kind of
absolutely. I like that you use the word stories, because mm-hmm. that's what connects all of us. Right. And I played around with a lot of different names, but I didn't want it to be overtly like Tagalog or Filipino or mm-hmm. Filipino American. I felt like that was reaching too hard on my part, because not that it's a bad choice or the obvious choice is a bad choice. It's just wasn't me. It didn't
right.
reflect my story, because it wasn't necessarily about being Filipino or being Filipino American, but sharing the stories growing up, you know, and it happened to be Filipino American.
Right. That's a big distinction, right? It happened to be that.
Yeah.
Right. Because all of us grew up, especially as Filipino Americans, all of us grew up in different ways, different families, different wavelengths, different provinces, different languages, really.
But there's such a, what's interesting about that, there's such a like commonality to like growing
yeah.
up, not even just in Filipino culture, but I find with some of the stuff that I've created that people have brought their stories that I grew up the same way too. Maybe it was like a Mexican upbringing, a Vietnamese upbringing.
That had a Filipino friend.
Yeah, right.
And they explained their culture.
Like, even
yeah.
my white friends were like, hey, that's cool. I didn't know that's what it stemmed from.
Yeah.
Because this is what we do, but that's cool that I can find out its roots.
Yeah.
And so it's really all about connecting. So by and by is really more of a reminder to myself that life will happen. Life does happen, but we have to let it happen in its unspecified soonness.
Oh.
And it really kind of conveys magic, not in the shasha, you know, like
just like life in its own time, and there's a
yeah.
magic to that.
Right. Right.
There's something you can appreciate or just letting life unfold.
Right. Like there's a certain magic when you connect with someone with a different story, but there's a commonality. That commonality is the magic.
Yeah.
That oh my God, really?
Yeah.
That's the magic. And that's really what the brand is all about. Because,
by the way, thank you, Jasmine, Paul.
Great.
Ooh. We didn't have to fight any aunties.
Actually, some of us.
Actually, like, we kind of did.
Yeah, we kind of did.
Seating us next to the bar?
Genius.
Thank you for that.
Dangerous. Table three.
Yeah,
even the MC
Beyonce
was
table.
Like, yo. You are crazy.
You did good. That was a great
yes,
wedding.
You did.
Anyway, now that you kind of explained what the meaning of by and by is, let's
yeah,
talk about the
yeah.
logo.
Oh yeah, sure, so, sure, sure. I would love to.
So the logo is a paper airplane. I mean, obviously I know what it's about because I was involved in that situation.
Yeah, yeah, you were.
Growing up, but I think people will wonder, because when you look at, when you think of by and by and you see that logo, you don't think Filipino.
There's no correlation.
There's
yeah, it's not overtly Filipino, right?
Right.
So Yes, it's a paper airplane because our dad actually taught us how to make paper airplanes. And that's such a fond memory of us. You know, he taught us how to do it. We would play with them outside in the backyard, or when we would wait for our mom to get off work, we would climb the stairs of whatever
the little bridge and
we would throw and see how far it would go. And it's such a lost art, I find.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like most, if not all kids, probably have no idea how to make one off the top of their head without looking it up.
Yeah.
You know? That's true. And so that's why it's kind of like an homage to our parents and our upbringing, because it's such a beautiful, simple shape.
That brought so much.
That brought so much joy.
Yeah.
And the reason why there's a circle, it's kind of, for me, it's a reminder of like how our Lola was like, oh, I have a coin. He would do it all the time. And we would always be like, whoa.
Can I have it?
What? No. It was always like, it's that little nod. Like it's not overtly a coin, but that's why I wanted to add that, because it's a generational connection between that generation and our parents' generation. And the color scheme is really for our grandmother. So she loved yellow roses. And so I wanted this vibrant yellow. And there's an accent color of green for the rose. And this kind of this concrete color, because our backyard had the cobblestones.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh
my God. She would always garden, and she would be very proud of these beautiful blooming roses.
Yes.
But I recall her loving her yellow roses. And so
the most.
It's just,
oh my God,
an homage to generations past, and a thank you to bringing us to where we are. I don't expect the typical consumer to know or even care about it.
Yeah.
But it's my story, and I want that feeling to resonate in the product, to tell that story. What does it mean? Why does it look like that?
Like to remind yourself why I'm doing this.
Yeah, where we came from, where we are, and where we want to go. And it's also inviting other people on that journey.
Right, because you know what? Thoughtful design invokes thoughtful just response.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so if people don't get it, they'll ask, the ones that care.
Right.
And, you know, through that, that's why I wanted to know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And when you explained it, I thought, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Right. And it's a beautiful story.
Right.
So, you
know,
I think people will have their own little connections. They'll probably think back and like, what did I do
growing
up? Or, you know, it doesn't have to be your parents, but somebody that meant a lot to you.
Yeah. A teacher or a relative, a friend.
What kind of spark kind of who you are today? Right?
Yeah. And, yeah.
You know, There's a lot of origins to that.
I hope it brings a story out of you, because when you find out what the stories are behind it, chances are there's going to be something that you relate to. And that's what my hope is. Because again, like that connection of two completely different people coming from two completely different worlds collide and they just connect. That's the magic. And that's what I mean when I always use that word magic when I talk about the brand.
Yes, there's just a lot of stories, but I know you.
Yeah, yeah.
You love characters. You love.
Oh, yeah.
You love. You know, we're both. We when we send each other like silly memes, we always let our inner child play. We always laugh
absolutely.
At the silliest things.
Absolutely.
Right. Whether
still
it's cute little items, we send little Kirby memes, stuff like that, all the time. And his characters kind of show that, because growing up, we thought those were the funniest things. They brought us joy.
Yeah.
Right?
We would draw. We would. We were always kind of creative kids, but we weren't like fixated on just art. We just liked being creative. We did all these things. We played outside. We played baseball. We did this. We did that. But, you know, and sometimes in our notebooks or not paying attention to class, we make funny like characters. Like I remember this fat-headed Sonic I used to draw.
I did a whole comic. Yeah. But the whole idea was that creativity, right? That the characters that would spark joy, happiness, laughter, or
that
just childlike,
innocent childlike joy.
Yes.
That unbridled, unfiltered joy. That, again, magic.
So that brings us to actually one of my personal favorite characters is this one right here.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll start with this guy.
Yeah, we'll start with that
one.
So
here's the graphic. Boop. So Santo Niño shades. Oh, you know, I wish I had brought it with me.
Which one? The actual one?
The actual statue.
We have one.
I have a picture of it, but I'll put it up there. But so if you don't know, I'll put a link to the short of the explainer video of the design. So basically, if you don't know, Santo Niño is literally the child Jesus. It's usually about this big.
Yeah.
You know, it's adorned in a cape. You know, it's kind of
Usually a red
cape. Crown. Yeah, yeah, traditionally a red or green cape. Sometimes other colors, sometimes white, sometimes blue, sometimes gold. And yeah, he has like a little orb thing, and he has the iconic gesture. Yeah, there it is. Right. That's it. But it's like an old school porcelain doll kind of aesthetic, yeah, and it's a little creepy. And I'm sure there's going to be some people like, that's disrespectful, but go ahead and look at it. Tell me it's not creepy.
Right.
But we grew up with that in the room, and I'm sure it's older than this, because I asked mom, like, where did this come from? It was, oh, Nana, I bought that like a long time ago. Oh, this is actually the perfect, almost the exact same one. And, oh, you know, so it's dusty, and that's how you know it's Filipino. So it's like super dusty. So it, again, it has like the crown. Tell me that's not kind of creepy, right? Like, it's a little weird. Is it going through?
Well, because it's on single focus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we have a good camera.
But that's how you know it's dusty, because we don't get rid of it, because we might go to hell. So, and so we spent our entire childhood staring at that thing, because it was in our room.
We had one in our room. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And yeah, it's still in the house. Mm-hmm. And so it means a lot to our parents, because Nana and I bought it.
Yeah.
That's what mom said. And she said it got a long time ago. I'm assuming it was before we were born. And it's come from the Philippines. Literally come from the Philippines to LA. So that's wild already, right?
So it's like it's like an artifact of art.
Basically.
Right?
And speaking of artifact, like, look at the short. You'll totally learn all about it. There's a whole festival about it. And it's basically one of the oldest relics that you will find in the Philippines. Although it is from our colonizers.
Thanks, Spain.
The more you know. And so, but yeah, okay, colonizer otherwise, it's melded into Filipino culture. It is an iconic statue, but it's creepy. And so that's why.
Why do we have to keep reading? Oh, no, I can know. I know why you're reading.
Do you want me to put a close up of it again?
You just did that.
I did. Yeah, you did. Yeah, see, creepy. And so I thought it'd be kind of cute to kind of like make it a little pudgy, a little chibi, and then put sunglasses on it, so the piercing eyes don't stare directly into your soul. But also, yeah, it's kind of cool, right?
It is kind of cool, right? Like, it's, Jesus can be cool, right? If everyone sees
absolutely
Jesus,
yeah,
like, oh, that's fine, but he can be cool too.
Yeah.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Not in any sort of disrespect, because it's not like I'm having him do the finger. It's
still
typical gesture.
It's his normal fingers.
Yeah, right? He says how many refills he would like. I don't know. Like, I've spoken to every Filipino, whether you're a Muslim Filipino or a Christian Filipino or a Catholic Filipino, they know what the Santo Niño is.
Yes.
I mean, again, there's a whole festival about it. And so I wanted to create this icon that had some joy into it.
Yeah.
That you look at it all, look at his sunglasses.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was a little apprehensive to show mom, because I would thought she's going to be like, that's blasphemy.
Yeah, no, and you know, I mean.
Or some of our aunties or whatever.
That's the guilt and fear-driven lifestyle.
Yeah, welcome to the Catholic Filipino guilt-driven culture.
Look at our previous episode to figure all that out.
Yeah, we'll link it below.
Yeah.
But to my surprise and to my delight, mom loves it. She goes, that is so cute.
It's one of my favorite, absolute favorite.
And everyone, I was very pleased to see how people really responded to it. I was very pleased to see how much joy it brought people, because I was like, oh, then I hit the nail on the head, because that was really the point of it. I've had other characters that I've done, but this is kind of the one where it kind of started off as on a whim, and I was like, you know what, let's build something on this, because this is a story that everyone understands. This is something that everyone relates to, because even at the wedding, thanks Jasmine, some random guy in the elevator ran into me, and I was wearing it as a lapel pin, and he goes, Is that a Santo Niño? I was like, he's like, where'd you get that? Here's my card, in fact.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that's cool. Check it out. And it's funny because it really transcends age. It transcends faith. It transcends.
Yeah. No, that's a big deal.
Like,
it transcends
really
faith,
a lot of generations. So it was kind of cool. But that was like, okay, I can start with this and really start pulling things in about what is it about Filipino culture that's iconic, but what's the story?
Right.
What's your story?
Yeah.
And how can we connect with our stories? And that's really it.
And I like that. So speaking of connect, let's talk about other ways of connecting. We mentioned it earlier. Food. We love food. Us, my aunties, because, you know, that's how I gained weight. I don't know.
Yeah.
Other, again, watch the previous episode. But you know, food is a big deal. I think across any culture and every culture, right? It's like the first thing that you want to discover about learning somebody's culture.
The bad words.
Other than bad words. You learn the bad words as you have a meal with them,
oh. Right?
With the food that they love.
And, yeah.
And a lot of it's very much a comfort food.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. You know, I think the next set that I want you to discuss here is like, what brought you to, I love the name, the Silog Brunch Club. How did that come about?
Okay, so Silog, again, I'll link the explainer video of that as well. Silog is basically a class of Filipino breakfast dishes that usually contains like a protein, a fried egg, and garlic fried rice. So in our language, sinangag would be the garlic rice, right? And itlog would be an egg. And so silog is basically the abbreviated kind of shortened version of sinangag and itlog, garlic rice and egg.
Yeah, so silog.
Yeah. And so whatever was before that would be the protein. So for example, it would be like spam silog, right? Wow. So you have a little spam. And the reason why it's the brunch club, because I hate getting up in the morning for breakfast. And I was like, oh, everyone, I've seen people do the breakfast club and people like brunch. I'm a gay, so I love the brunch, you know.
Love the brunch. And so, the breakfast club, so 80s.
Right? And it's great. It's a great idea, but I wanted to bring it to my story again. It could easily have been Silog Breakfast Club, because, I mean, it makes sense. But I thought it was funny to call it the Silog Brunch Club because I hate getting up in the morning.
Well,
but I love breakfast food.
But at the same time, though, that kind of hits the older audience, though. Like, everyone who's on the older side love brunch. And what comes with brunch, there's a little day drinking.
Yeah,
But this is the food, right? Again, we bring it back to the food. So it's like, it's a way to connect the actual dish to the concept of brunch. I'm like, oh, I like this,
right?
And so, and the characters that you apply to this, and it's so brilliant. Right? I love the classic style of the spam. He's my favorite. The fact that you match the shapes of their smiles to the shapes of their bodies, absolute brilliance.
It's the eyes.
Oh, the eyes.
Yeah, it's just the eyes. If you look at all their eyes, it's the shape of the food they are.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, isn't that funny? So if you look at the egg, he has like little egg-shaped, the pupils. And then the langonisa has little sausage eyes.
Oh, yes.
And then the rice has little grain eyes. I like to have little nuances like that because it really forces you to look at it. And it's not like an important detail, but it's kind of like if you know, you know.
Yeah.
And I design like that. It's kind of like always an Easter egg because again, it brings a story out. Because it's like, oh, by the way, when I told you, you went,
yeah.
And I design that way. I tend to design that way because there's a lot of hidden meaning that's not necessarily, it doesn't hold that much gravity, but it can create gravity. Does that make sense?
Right. But at the same time, it's kind of like your signature touch.
Right.
Where you apply your own little details. If people don't notice it, it's okay, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like any art, right? You don't have to have people understand it for people to really appreciate
right.
it.
Right. It's subjective.
Yeah, completely. But like, you know, what you did with that characters, it's like, I love that shirt. That's my favorite shirt.
No, me too. It's actually really popular. It's super popular.
So I know you had seasonal stuff, as any brand would like to do. I was just floored by the concept that you decided to go with
here. You flatter me.
But like, because of the fact that it's something that is so normal to us. Right.
Yeah.
And so normal to our culture that others are like, that's cool, but what is it? You know, and I'm referring to the parole, right?
Yeah.
Not the parole officer, but the parole. Also has lights.
Also has bright, vibrant lights.
But the parole is really basically speaking, almost oversimplifying. It's a decorative lit star. And
yeah,
I think
it's usually around the holidays, which if you don't know, Filipinos actually begin the holiday season in September, or they call it the Burr months. So September is literally the start of holiday season all the way up to, I want to say most people would be the Three Kings Day, which is much later. I want to say like later in January?
Somewhere on there? I don't even know.
I don't know. We don't celebrate.
I heard about the Three Kings.
Yeah, they're cool. They have like gold and stuff. The reason why I did the parol was, one, it's iconic, but the magic for me there was, let's face it, some of us never take down our Christmas decorations, namely the lights, but there's something about walking a neighborhood and seeing a parol in the window or in the porch, and you're like, yo, they're Filipino. Like, there's that, you don't even know this person, but there's that connection. Again, yeah. That magic, that connection. And that's why I created that parol, right? And so, you know, to the unobservant eye, it could just be like a beautiful star design, which most people who don't know,
it is, absolutely. Yeah,
will appreciate the design. But if you know, you're like, yo, that's a parol. And it's one of those things that just brings that magic. Like, oh, I feel it, you know? Because I always, low-key, whenever I walk, like, I'll always look in patios. Not like a creep or anything, but I always walk and look at patios and windows. And sometimes I see that parol in the window. And I go, it brings me that a little bit of joy. I'm like, oh, I'm not the only Filipino around here, you know? And I think that's what's so special about it. That's what I hope when somebody wears it, that somebody sees that and they connect with you that way.
So speaking of stars, that was a cute segue for the sun. Another
the
character.
Hugest star.
The hugest star. I think the concept, I think it really hits home with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right. And with a lot of people, you know, really being more aware of mental health, being more aware of themselves. I love the phrase that you put, never dull your shine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you pair that with a character that you have, it's like, you can't help but smile, right? You just can't help but be like, you know what? This crazy ass son is right.
this fool is like super happy. Like,
yeah. You're not... yeah. It's like, because no matter what, the sun has to shine, right?
Right.
And so, right. You know, why
so do the stars.
Shine? Yeah.
But so do the stars.
So do the paroles. Yeah.
No, but that's why there's stars in the design.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it was originated from, if you don't know, the sun is one of the major parts of the Filipino flag. So, of course, we have to incorporate that. There's a lot of brands that do it.
Yeah,
you know, they do it their own way. What I love about your take is that it's your take, but it's not so much where no one's going to get it.
But this was a phrase a family member had told me once after I came out of a really bad relationship. He said, you know, you're shiny again. Don't ever dull your shine. And that stuck with me. It's just one of those things where, I don't know if you've heard the phrase, like, the sun will always shine even behind the clouds, right? So it's like, so the sun will never dull its shine. So why should you, you know? And so again, I want to bring that joy back in. So I wanted to bring the iconic sun into a character that's super happy and he's super vibrant, but also you don't necessarily need to know that it's the sun, because a lot of people just, the message and the story is really just the tagline, never dull your shine.
Yeah.
And so I took that and put it into, you know, a Filipino-American context with a cute character with little stars, because no matter whether day or night, you can always shine. And it's just a reminder to myself, to the brand, to the wearer, to the gift receiver, to always shine. And it means a lot to me. And I love that my best friend, hi Gail, that it's her favorite that she bought. Like, she literally bought every size for her family and they wear it together. And it's such a great reminder that your shine can help other people shine.
Yeah.
And it's really one of my favorite ones. It's also a very popular, like, especially the tote bag. It's really popular. And it just makes me happy.
Yeah, that does look good in a tote bag.
Yeah, it just makes me super happy.
But also what looks good in a tote bag is the other design that we're going to get into. So fresh, so clean.
You're really good at these segues.
I know.
So Tabo is basically, it's basically a bucket, like a shallow bucket with a handle on it, right? Yeah. So fresh and so clean is obviously, like, you know, it's a lyrical reference.
Yeah.
But I was like, what's with the face? Why does he look like he's working so hard, right? Because he's cleaning your butt.
Yeah.
You gotta clean your butt, like, you know what I mean?
And he has to deal with your ass.
Right. Fun fact: the reason why he's yellow. Can you guess why he's yellow?
Because it's like the OG color.
Yes, but it's also because pee. That's why he made him yellow.
But I always see them as, no, sometimes blue or pink.
Yeah, there's blue,
wait,
pink.
No, no, whichever the ones you get to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. And then sometimes there's like a design inside the bowl and stuff like that. But I wanted to show them, like, working hard. And he's kind of like, I'm here for you.
But in a way, you're kind of symbolizing just the Filipino mentality, right?
Right.
Work hard,
you know.
You may not be appreciated.
Yeah.
You may not be appreciated, but work hard.
But you are needed. You have a purpose.
You're iconic in your own way.
Yeah, and I've had so many people coming from different backgrounds like, hey, we use that too. Because you guys call it a tabo. That's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, Indian cultures have something like
that.
I forget the name of it, but like, again, that's a connection. So shifting gears here, going into something a little bit more the newer end.
Yeah, and this is the latest collection that I have out.
And no,
as of this video.
But it's not the big announcement.
Right. So, So it's called Sin Kill of Spades. So if you can see that the spades are here. And actually, no, I'll just put the graphic up. I don't want to have to stand up, but it's in the back. So it's called the Sin Kill of Spades. So there's, if you don't know, Sin Kill is an iconic Filipino dance that is quite dramatic.
Very much so. It's like the super version of Tinikling.
Yeah, it's two sets of bamboo crossed together in an X. Sin Kill is an epic tale, right?
Right.
It's like an epic, iconic dance of a princess getting lost in the forest, and she's represented by traditionally in a gold dress when it's costume, but it can be any color really. And it's usually in a beautiful textile and this beautiful veil, and she adorns two fans as she flips them very gracefully as she steps through the X of bamboos, right? And long story less long, the bamboo represents like the forest and an earthquake, right? And then the prince finds her and comes to save her. And then you have these dramatic fan dancers who also gracefully twirl these fans. They represent the wind. And in some interpretations, butterflies also. So it's really beautiful how it comes about. And it's also one of my favorite dances. I am nowhere near able to be playing the prince, but to have any part in that dance is iconic. That got me thinking of the idea of royalty, right? We always think of royalty of some sort of like sovereignty or, you know, crowns and capes and that ball thing like Jesus, like this guy. You know? Like we tend to think of that, but that's such a Western idea, right? We're royalty too. We come from royalty. And so that came to cards and us going to casinos as Filipinos. So it's a lot of things that kind of come together.
Yeah, a lot of card games, a lot of there's the, you know, those gambling types.
Yeah.
And we enjoy the game side of things, right? So also I know this was, the design itself was such a passion project for you.
Yeah, actually the princess to design took me 3 years on and off because I just couldn't get it out of my head. And it took forever. And I wanted to weep when finally she was in front
of me.
But
I wanted to, he actually did. You actually texted me the design and you're on the phone. You were sobbing your eyes out.
It's finally.
But rightfully so, right? I mean, that's your passion project. That was the thing where it's like, it has to be done absolutely to perfection.
Yeah. And so, because you can't have the princess without the prince in this iconic tale, you know? And so the reason why I chose cards was it's such a common image to see royalty, right? You have the king and the queen. But I was like, we're royalty. So if you notice, they're a little melanated now, you know? So I made sure they had like a nice tan complexion to really represent, to bring it to visibility. Like,
right.
To have visibility.
With such a Western thing, right?
Right, exactly. It was it's kind of like a twist on it because cards are such a Western idea.
Yeah.
So let's put our icon.
At least those playing cards, right?
Exactly.
There's Western or even European ideas. Yeah. But it wasn't Asian. It wasn't ours, right?
Yeah.
I mean, sure, there were other games that we played.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really good take on the design itself.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of this, like the spades, the shapes, right?
Yeah. The reason why I chose spades was it's actually represents swords. So in the old cards, if you look back, it represents swords also, but also royalty.
Yeah.
So, because there's a certain hierarchy to the suits. Mm-hmm. And so I want to say that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember like clubs were kind of like peasants and common people. Diamonds were, merchants and things like that. And then hearts, I think, was clergy. And then spades were kind of like royalty and nobility. And so that was kind of, I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's from the top of my head, that's what I remember. Mm-hmm. But why a G and why a B, right? So I dug deeper into the story, and there's a lot of different interpretations, but the ones that struck with me the most was her name was Princess Gandingan. And so, because I couldn't put P of Spades, Princess and Prince. It didn't resonate. It wasn't deep enough for me. And so
it would just look redundant.
Right. So it was like, why are they the same card? It makes no sense. It's inspired by Ashley Kayamana ng Lahi's our costumes. Like if you look at our costumes, it's the shapes, the colors, the motif is exactly that.
But, you know, I think, you know, we got to run through all of his brand here.
Yeah, we got to talk about all of our designs.
Yeah, we got to talk about all of it. And
Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, I really wanted to take a moment to just, you know, talk about it.
Right? Yeah,
because I saw your shorts. That's cool.
But
it's a quick bite. But I think, you know, you and your brand deserve the time to kind of explain what it's all about, right? And to kind of see where the heart of the brand is.
Yeah.
Right. But also, selfishly speaking, this is part of the big announcement that Mark has for you.
Big announcement. So first time, it's going to be my first time, boots on the ground. Long Beach Filipino Festival, May 4th, 2024. May the 4th be with you.
Star Wars Day.
Wow. Star Wars.
Star Wars.
And so I'm really excited. I've gotten an immense, overwhelming amount of support. Financially, spiritually, emotionally, furniturally. you don't have to buy anything. Just come and hang out.
Just come and say hello.
Yeah, come
I'll
and
be
say
there.
Hi.
If you see me, I have a mic in my hand. I'd love to talk to you guys about the brand, about what you bought, about what you like.
So again, find us at the Long Beach Filipino Festival at May 4th. It's going to be 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Details are in the description below, so check that out. It's going to be a good time.
In the meantime, look up his merch on his website.
Buyandbuy.shop. Just check it out.
Until then, thank you so much for watching another episode of Twin Appropriate Behavior.
Thank you.
If it weren't for you guys, we wouldn't be doing this.
Right.
But we like doing it for ourselves. We like, talking about all this random stuff.
Yeah. Document wherever we are.
Yeah. And so in future episodes, you're going to see bigger and better things.
Yeah. We're excited.
Better equipment, guests, all kinds of stuff.
Things are actually moving. And so we're grateful for you guys watching, and we'll see you on the next one.
All right. Don't forget to like and subscribe. If you have anything you want to say, love it, hate it, that's the comments below. If you hated it, it's okay. You can get the hell out of here. But if you loved it, you know where to find us.
Tell your friends, family, and loved ones, and even strangers that probably are safe.
Yep. Yeah. Until then, we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.